Welcome to We Watch Too Much TV, the weekly podcast where two real-life best friends dish on all the TV content they've been binging in their remote work-based lives. Babbling about everything from scripted television to reality TV and film, these two besties will immerse you in their quirky universe of streaming. Here are your hosts, Jocelyn and Tanea.
And we're back because I can't think of a song. I've been really trying to think of a song.
Welcome back. I'm sure we've sung that song before.
And almost probably once an episode every season.
But welcome back to We Watch Too Much TV, Season 6, Episode 8. We are back after our Thanksgiving break that we took. And we have been watching a ton of television because it's been a couple of weeks since we last spoke to you. But how's it going, best friend?
You know, cold, snow, want to snow in New York. The winter, I will say it took a long time for winter to get here. I will say that. It did take a long time for winter to get here. But now winter is here. And New York likes to not make sure you forget that it is here. But good, busy, blessed. And I can't believe it's December. Where did 2025 go?
November has somewhere to be. And, you know, say hi, bye. Because it really just flew by. You know, before I knew it, it was just like, oh, okay.
It was literally August yesterday. Now
it was your birthday month yesterday. And now it's my birthday month. So,
like, where did the time go? I'm so confused. But, you know,
I'm already Christmas tree up. It's about to be 2026. Like, tomorrow.
Yes. How are you liking your first winter back on the East Coast?
Oh my gosh, back to the winter.
Yes, which honestly, I know you hated so much.
I know, but it's not so bad because Atlanta is not New York. Mm-hmm. I'm still looking at the differences. Like right now, it's colder in New York. It is cold here. It's like it feels like it's in the 40s during the day. But it's still nothing to what I know New York is like. I don't need to wear like thermals or nothing like that. You know, just basically dress warm. Like me and Marley went out today and it was like raining a lot this morning, but then it was just cloudy for the rest of the day and like a little windy. But we went out, we walked. I had to go to the cleaners nearby and I picked up a salad and I had Marley bundled up in her coat and
yes,
a blanket and she was chilling. It's not so bad, but being back on the East Coast, back to the winter. Of course, I do miss LA at this time of year because it's just perfect. But because I grew up with all four seasons, I always did love this time of year going into the holiday season and it being cold because it just gives you more of that holiday feel. It always used to not feel like the holiday in LA because of how warm and sunny it was going into the holiday season. I'm like, this ain't Christmas, but I'll take it. So it's cool. It's cool. I've just been watching so much like holiday stuff on TV. So with it being cold and then being in my house and the Christmas tree lights and the decorations and all the holiday stuff on TV, it's like, oh, I love it. Cause you know, Christmas time is my favorite time of year. So yeah.
Yes, Christmas is here.
But guys, don't forget to follow us on social media at We Watch Too Much TV. That's TEA, the letter V. You can also follow us personally. Mine is Jocelyn Diva, Jerosylyn Diva. And what's yours, Tanea?
I am _ Tanea Says, and that's TINAYA, and then says, and then another _.
Okay. Under it. Boom.
_ out. Under it.
But I know y'all, we know why you're here. You're here because you want to know what have we been watching? What should you watch? And so let's get into it with our weekly grab.
That's my grabbing
Right.
wind.
Yes. What's first on your list, best friend?
So first on my list was a very quick watch of a very season two show, which this is another show I think I want to try out for season three. I say that about a lot of shows.
About a lot of
A lot of
shows.
show. I just feel like I could do, certain things if I don't like
I
die.
feel
It's not
like
the
you could
challenge.
too.
And this is Squid Game season two, the Squid Game challenge rather.
Yes.
So it has the same premise of the Squid Game. And I don't know if you noticed, but I think they learned from last year. And I think, what did that lady get? An absurd amount of money. The season one, she got like 20 or four. It was a lot of millions. But this year they were smart. It was 4.56 million as opposed to the 20 or 30, $40 million that season.
Wow.
She got a lot of money.
I
And I
forgot.
remember that they were saying that she might not get it. I'm just gonna look it up to see how much does she get, because it was over 20 million.
Oh,
And
wow.
so,
Well, yeah, I mean, after taxes, though, and
oh,
expenses.
no, they gave her the 4.56. So they did the same thing. So
Okay.
456 players, it was 4.56 million. It was 456 new contestants. I love that they kept some things the same, they kept some things different. Some of the standouts were Viper. I started following him on Instagram. For those that don't remember, that's the one with the dreads when they had the dodgeball challenge and you had to
Right.
throw it to the people in the line. And that random white guy didn't even want to turn around to catch the
Yes.
ball because he didn't want to get eye on. Viper said, "I challenge you." He
Yes.
said, "I challenge you." Challenged him to throw the ball. Of course, the ball, he didn't catch it, and it was so sad. And I was so like crying for Viper. Also, big shout out to Mark. That was the player who with the glasses that was thick, and somebody tried to play him and say that, oh, we should put him in the front because what you look like, and people are not gonna want to assume that you're a good person. He was a great. I wanted him to make it to the end. The people I really want to highlight is one, my God, Trinity.
Yes.
Trinity, you are an angel from
Well, I'm
heaven.
sorry. I felt he was a little annoying, though.
Really?
Yeah. I felt like he ruined that one of the final challenge where he was like, "It's okay. It's okay." And he told everybody which one he was hold the where he had the black thing and ended up sacrificing himself for everybody. That was so unnecessary.
Like, I got you. God got me. God got me.
It
I just
was
love.
so annoying. It was like, boy, if you don't play this damn game,
Yes.
they had to put the slow dramatic music for the whole thing because it was just like he just ruined that whole scene. It was supposed to be a game, and he was just like, "It's okay." It like, oh, please, Trinity. But yeah,
Oh my
he
gosh. It
was a
was just
sweetheart.
sweet. And then Steven, the poker player, he realized what he was gonna do. Speaking of, very happy he didn't win because my
Very happy he
ass
didn't
would have
win.
been pissed if you already
Yes.
came in here with 6 million.
Right.
And then if I was the lady who he told when he was dying, I would have snitched. He got money, and then I would have said, I've always said that. If I was the one woman he told before she
Yes.
lost, I would have been like, he got money.
He a millionaire, y'all. Shoot
And then
me.
I would have fed. But he didn't need
Yes.
that because God
That's
got
always
him.
my favorite part too, is like when they get shot and it's like they have to play. I love it. Because it's like, what are they
Don't
going to
you
do?
see them
Some people do it
laughing?
real dramatic too. I love it. I'm like, yes, give us a drama,
You see
please.
them laughing. And then of course, I'm always rooting for everybody black.
Right.
So I felt the same way that Perla and Deja, I didn't care who won as long as it was one of them. But when I tell you, I was gonna give my yes to Jeffrey, but since I have someone else, I'm gonna give him a little yes right now. It takes a big person to know that you're gonna win. He told his sister, "I don't even wanna play no game. You gonna win it all. I'm gonna let you stay." And what did Perla do from the Bronx? Win it
Right.
all. She played a good game. I was
She
rooting from her
did.
from day zero. She had to do what she had to do, but she also was very strategic. She was honest. She was diplomatic. Like, I've never rooted for somebody so hard. So, Pearl, you deserve every. And the way she was just like, "I'm breaking generational curses. I'm the
Yes.
first millionaire in my family. They came from Dominican Republic with nothing." And so I'm just really proud of how it ended. I love the top five. The mean official lady could have won. Vanessa, that was her name. The fisherman. I don't know.
Who?
The white lady that fishes with her dad and with
The
the
one who,
blonde. Top
well, one,
three.
I like that they did the red light, green light as the last game, and they were in those suits and ties with those slippery ass shoes.
Right.
When the first lady got out, it was like, what the hell? But when the poker dude slipped because of them doofy ass shoes, I was like, good. I
He
was
was
very
trying to
happy
be
that.
too quick. He thought because he was 2'2" that he
And
would
then
get there
old
quicker.
girl just gave her ankle gave out or something.
Yo, imagine.
I'm like, she was
Imagine.
so mad.
Girl,
I'm
the
like,
way
you
I would
ain't
have
even doing nothing.
crawled.
How your ankle? But she didn't need to win either. It really did need to go to Perla. I'm happy she won with her crying ass. But she was so
Listen.
heartfelt. And the lady who came at her when they was playing the chutes and ladders and was like, oh, say sorry
Tell to
to
my
my
son.
son. Girl, they
Girl.
better play. Everybody's playing this game. Like, everybody got a story. Like, cut it
Everybody
out.
got a kid, and that's why Trinity took your white ass out,
Right.
okay?
Took you
Because you wanted
out.
to do that.
Right. And then mind you doing all of that and you know that this dude over here is a millionaire. And he
Crazy.
over here competing like he not already rich, but
Crazy.
you mad at a young black woman who for playing the game. Girl, bye. Clearly, because that's why you went home.
Crazy makes
But yeah, it
no
was
sense
good. I
at
loved who ended
all.
up winning at the end. Well deserved. Good show. Always get really into it. It really draws you in because it's like the way they each episode ends on a cliffhanger. It's like, okay, gotta watch the next one.
Right. And so I know they're doing season three. I'm happy that they're continuing on with this part of the show, even though the show itself like is done, the scripted series.
Right,
But it was
exactly.
just so good. So good.
Yes, this is a great way to continue the legacy of Squid Game and the creator, Hwang Do-hwan. You know, I know I did not
Yes,
know his
I
last name.
know.
But shout out to him because he created something epic.
Yes. What's first on your weekly grab?
So first on my weekly grab is a little holiday movie on Netflix. It's called Merry Little Xmas with two of our 90s faves. So it's starring Miss Alicia Silverstone, who we know as Cher from Clueless,
Lulu.
and Melissa Joan Hart, Miss Sabrina the Teenage Witch herself, and Clarissa Explains It All. Come on, millennials. It's produced under Melissa Joan Hart's, what's it called? Like Hart Production or something. And it also includes Jamila Jamil, who we know from The Good Place. I love that movie.
Yes.
Yes. So it's based in a cute little Christmas town of Winterlight, Vermont. Alicia and her husband of 20 years are amicably divorcing, and they're calling it consciously uncoupling.
Oh, I've
And
heard of that. I've heard of that.
right? And they're hosting Christmas together as a family, like they always do. Oh my gosh, I should have wrote his name down. What's the guy from The Cosby Show who was like the
Jeffrey
son-in-law?
Owens.
Yeah, who?
Jeffrey Owens,
Jeffrey Owens.
the
So he's
oldest.
on the show. He
Yeah.
plays the ex-husband's fathers, so the granddads. They're in a, same-sex relationship, two granddads, and they live in Winterlight and they run like a nearby shop. And the daughter's boyfriend, so the Alicia and the ex-husband, they have what, three kids? So the daughter is the oldest, and she's away in college, but she comes with her boyfriend who's meeting the family for the first time. But he is the comedic relief the whole time. He works, he actually doesn't isn't in college. He works as a Harry Potter tour guide.
You know what? That's a job.
And so he's all like, but he's a Harry Potter fanatic. So he's always just saying these crazy, like Harry Potter lines that nobody gets, or it's just super corny. But he's really just lovable. There's a new girlfriend. Oh, so the ex-husband now is dating Jamila Jamil. That's the new girlfriend. And she's in town, and it makes things awkward until Alicia meets this guy who's like a hot Santa Claus. And he shows interest in her, of course, because this is a holiday movie, right? So, but ultimately, Alicia is bitter about not pursuing her career dreams of being an architect, an eco-friendly architect. And it was what she had been wanting to pursue at the time that she ended up getting married and becoming a mom and putting all of her dreams on the back burner to raise her kids. So now that the kids are older, it's like she's wanting to pursue her career dreams where, and she ends up getting this opportunity to move to Boston and finally become the architect that she always wanted to be. So there's that weighing throughout the film, but then you're also kind of seeing these underlying feelings of like, is her and her husband really over each other? Are they really consciously uncoupling, or is there something still there? So throughout the film, you see clear signs of lingering feelings, and it's a holiday movie, so you can imagine how the ending is, but it's a happy ending. It's funny. It's cute. I love a good little holiday film, and this one is perfect. Watch it. Merry Little Xmas on Netflix.
Yes, and I was just like, look at the 90s queens. I love a little
Yes.
throwback. That's not too crazy.
Yes, we love it. We love a little nostalgia.
Shout out to y'all.
Right. What's next on your weekly grab?
You know what? This is a great transition because I watched a Christmas movie. And
What's
the
on?
Christmas movie I watched was on Hulu. And it was a very Jonas Christmas movie. Now, listen, okay? I think the Jonas Brothers are one of the few bands that have successfully transitioned from kids to grown-ass men. I think they're very funny on social media. And I just something, I don't know. I like them. And so I said, let me watch the movie. And you know what? It wasn't that bad. It was cool. I'm just home alone. Just home alone me every year. Anyway,
Right.
the thing about this movie was it was very loosely based on their lives. So they play themselves. They are on a tour, about to end their tour before Christmas. That their families are in it, acting. Kevin's kids got their little lines. And I think he said
Oh.
his daughters have like the acting bugs, so now they want to do more stuff with
I
them.
love it.
But basically, it was like Nick starts to feel like his brothers aren't connecting. Kevin wants to like sing, and Joe, no, Kevin and Joe are more, no, Kevin and Nick are more family oriented, and they keep making fun of Joe since he's newly divorced, and he wants to hang out with them, but they don't really want to hang out with him. So basically, 2025 Santa, who is Jesse Tyler Ferguson, a skinny, attractive looking guy who's kind of getting rid of the whole Santa got to be fat and old, basically. Comes and like messes up their trip home until they kind of get the brotherly spirit together. I just thought it was cute with the songs. I thought it was cute with the moves. I thought it was a really good like premise. I like that they were
Yeah.
playing versions of themselves. And they let Kevin sing. Okay. Kevin is actually a great singer and I think he needs to sing more. It
Right.
was a very simple, cute movie where they ended up getting home, kind of bonding together. Their mom looks younger than me. Girl, she looks good. But it was just, they had some singing, some new music, some dancing, some comedy. It actually kept my like eyes. Like it kept me entertained, and I'm not too much of a Christmas movie girl. But it was cute. I
Yeah.
liked the songs, and I liked that they had their real family in it. And they just show kind of like Joe is like, yeah, I don't want to be a bachelor. I want to start to date again. So it was cute. It was a Christmas movie. I'm still going to watch Home Alone
Was
every
Priyanka
day.
Chopra in it?
She was for like 20 minutes. So in the beginning, you had
I
them
love
all
it.
calling their wives, and she was on the phone. They make a conscious decision not to show their daughter's face. The daughter was in it, but they kind of show her from the back. Kevin's
Yeah.
two girls were in it. I didn't realize that there are one of their they have four boys, and then they all have girls. None of them have boys.
Wow.
Right. So they have five.
That's so
Between them, five
cute.
daughters, and then it's only four sons. So
Oh
I
my
feel
gosh,
like
that's
the,
adorable.
so cute. But it was just a cute family movie. They had like a little dance break where I saw them trying to do a little step. I said,
Oh,
you know
okay.
what,
Come
Jonas
on,
Brothers, y'all
Jonas.
go. I just like them. I support
Yeah, we
them.
love the Jonas Brothers. They've never been involved with any controversy. They've really just been good, clean cut. Loving, talented brothers from day one. They marry, they family men. Don't no shade and no hate to the Jonas Brothers will ever be tolerated. Point blank.
Ever.
Ever.
Okay.
They
What's next?
married a few of our faves, the one married to the girl from King of Game of Thrones.
Oh, they got divorced. They are no longer married.
Oh,
That's what I said.
so
They
she
got
wasn't in the
divorced.
movie.
No, they are no longer together, but they did have two beautiful kids together.
Were the
But
kids in the
they,
movie?
yeah, I think, yes, his daughters were in there, but they weren't highlighted in like a
Right.
big way. So I think they were there, but they didn't get camera time. Like Kevin's oldest two daughters had like
Wait, so did he
lines.
remarry?
No, he's single like a Pringle.
Oh, okay. So just the other
Yeah.
two brothers.
That was kind of the premise of the movie. Like Joe was like, well, Nick has his family, Kevin has his family, and now they treat me like I don't want to settle down because I'm like single.
Oh.
So that was kind of the premise of the movie, of him trying to navigate his brother's relationship and not losing that since he no longer is like this whole like married guy anymore. So it was cute. It was
Oh,
cute. It was
I'm
cute.
gonna watch it. It's in my Christmas lineup. I told y'all about the one I just watched. I am in the process of watching the Lawrence Brothers Christmas movie on
Oh, see,
Netflix.
I'm gonna add that too.
Yes, Merry Christmas. So I'm watching that. I'll probably be able to talk about that one on the next episode. And so the Jonas Brothers one is on Hulu, right? I'm still in the process of watching Freakier Friday.
Oh,
So
yes, that's on Hulu too. We
once I
gotta add
finish
that.
Freakier Friday, I was going to start the Jonas Brothers one and keep it going. Yes. But all right. Yeah, shout out to the holiday films.
What's next on your weekly grab?
So next on my weekly grab is a drama, a crime drama. Taneya loves those, so I know you're either watching it already or going to watch it. It's on Peacock. It's called All Her Fault, and it is a 8-part miniseries. And it's a show about a parent's worst nightmare and having their kid kidnapped.
Oof.
So it starts with Marissa Irvine. She shows up at this address she was given to pick up her son from a play date with this boy that she had just kind of got acquainted with him and his mom that they go to the same school. But she gets to the address and it's an old lady there, and she's like, "There's no Milo here. There's no the other boy there. She ain't even seen their kids. There's no kids there." And so of course Marissa starts to freak out. The whole family gets involved. Everybody gets involved because it turns out the kid done got kidnapped. And it turns into this huge effort to find Milo. And in the process, it unravels like the brokenness of this family with her husband Peter, who is played by J Jake Lacey, who we saw in White Lotus season one. And honestly, he is just the perfectly typecasted, like waspy asshole, white collar bro.
I was gonna say he keeps playing the same role. I
The
only started
same
episode
role,
one. I
but
haven't
I
finished
don't
yet.
honestly, what other role could, like, that's what his face looks like.
Sorry,
Like,
Jake.
I'm
Sorry.
sorry, but that's what he looks like. Only other thing I could see is like him doing like comedic roles, but comedic roles where he still is that jerky, but in a funny way for the sake of the whatever movie or show it is. But yeah, that's just how he looks and talks and stuff. So he's the same in this show, but at least he loves his wife and son, and he spews his toxicity more on his younger siblings than his wife. And so there, that gets unraveled of like what he did to his siblings in the past and whatever, and how it's led to them both being addicts in different ways, the siblings. And him just being overprotective and overbearing and just obnoxious the whole way through. But at the same time, everybody got to put their frustrations aside because where the hell is Milo?
First of all, because I had to take a break, because I got this
Yeah,
cute
and
little white
honestly,
boy
yeah,
missing.
it's just like, okay, where's this going now? Then they get into the backstory of the lady who kidnapped Milo. And it's like, am I supposed to feel some type of sympathy for her? Because I don't. Okay, she definitely had a hard life, and there might, be some mental health challenges there. But girl, like, you kidnapped a whole little boy, dyed his hair, dyed your hair, got your crazy ain't shit daddy involved, and the whole plan went to shit. All in all, I give it a 6.8 out of 10. Mind you, I still need to just watch the last episode, but I got the gist of what it is. Because from just how it unravels by certain episodes, it's like okay. So it's like decent writing to me, good build up, good acting, but dismal ending. Like the ending, I was just like, okay.
Yeah, okay, don't tell me. But is it okay, predictable without spoiling it, or is it just disappointing?
Both.
Damn.
Yeah, because it was just like I, you know what? Remember that? What was that show with Nicole Kidman and Hugh Grant? And
Oh, damn, on
what?
HBO Max. I know exactly what you're
Yes.
talking about.
Whatever that when what that show, it was the constant build up, and then what it ended up being in the end was just like, oh, okay. Like it was really good all the way to the end when it was just like, okay, now he's literally gonna take his life because of it was just like that.
Got
This
it.
show is not that. The way it's like it already starts to it reaches its peak to me by like episode 5 or 6. So now it's 8 episodes. So then by episode, what was this, 7, they just gave us the backstory on the kidnapper. So it's like, okay, I get it. So now I'm gonna get to episode 8 just to finish it off. But it's like, okay. And even just in what I got, it was like when they gave the backstory on the kidnapper, it was just like, okay.
Okay. Then you know what I love about this? You giving it to me without giving it to me. So I have to
Yeah,
still
yeah.
like watch it, but
You can
also I
still watch
don't.
it. You can
Okay.
still watch it, and you're just like, okay. Because even everything I've given you, like if you've got at least gotten up to like episode two, you're like, yeah, she took that little boy. They dyed the boy's hair,
Oh,
but
Jesus.
now you're just gonna find out why, and it's just like, okay, yeah. So all her fault. On
It's
Peacock.
all her fault.
All her fault. Yeah, because ultimately the reason why it's called All Her Fault is because it was like they are given a Rolodex basically of all the parents' contact information at the start of the school year. So when she got the number to reach out to pick up her son, who was supposed to be Jenny, the other boy's mom, she could have just checked on the document to make sure it was the same number, and she would have realized, like, this is not the same number. What's going on? But she didn't. And she literally just got a random text from a number saying, hey, this is Jenny. I'm gonna take Milo, because what it was, what it was the another babysitter, another the babysitter, Jenny's babysitter of her son. Jenny is the other mom who was supposedly ho hosting this play date. It, her babysitter that she hired to watch her son is the one who mapped out whatever this kidnapping. And so the babysitter texted Milo's mom, like, oh, hey, I'm gonna take Milo after school and they're gonna play with, you know, him and Josh are gonna play. And Milo's mom was like, okay, give me the address where to pick them up. She didn't just think, like, okay, is this Jenny's phone number? Let me check it on the document. Because that's what, honestly, most parents would have
First
done
of all,
now.
I'm not leaving
Granted,
my dog with nobody if I don't see
right.
you
No,
with
she
them.
don't
I
know.
don't.
So they show you why she trusted Jenny, because prior to that alleged play date, her and Jenny connected at a school social. So they were talking in the bathroom and opening up and had a whole little intimate moment. So when she got the text, she was thinking, like, oh, okay, yeah, he's with Jenny. But at the same time, you didn't, if you didn't have that number saved, I would have think that her and Jenny would have already exchanged numbers. That's where they messed
Hello.
up to me with the writing or something, just didn't add up. I would have thought that you and Jenny would have already had exchanged phone numbers. What happened, or like, or if the kidnapper was able to set up hacking Jenny's phone so that she could text it from the number. I don't know. There's that, you know, but at the same time, yeah. So that's why it's called All Her Fault, because at one point the husband just said, like, why didn't you check the phone number? So then it kind of makes her feel like it's all my fault. Whatever. Okay.
Okay.
What's last on your weekly
I'm gonna
grab?
watch it because you said so. Last on my weekly grab is from my favorite channel,
Yes, you
Tubi.
love Tubi.
Let me just tell you, because I was just thinking today, because even like my Roku TV, my Samsung TV, there's a lot of free television, like a lot of things you don't have to pay for. And this is by our guy Kev Online called Safe Space. It's kind of like an improv comedy, satirical show where he plays a fake therapist giving comedian couples like couple advice, but everything is improv. First of all he does is start off every meeting with, you know what? Let's swing it back on into action. Or he'd be like, let's put on some lotion and get this lubed up. He always has something like, so let's bring it back like a heart attack. Like everything, he's just asking these couples questions and they're making it up as they go. The funniest one was when the girl was saying that her boyfriend had just found like Jesus, and when they were having sex, she had to go, Jesus. And so every time they would say sex, she would go, Jesus. It just was hilarious. Stupid people. One girl, it was all fake though, too. So one girl said that she was with her cousin, that I mean, her husband, they met at like the buffet. And then she left him, but well, she wanted him to lose weight because she lost weight. And he was like, but you met me fat. Why I gotta be skinny? Because you wanna be skinny. You met me fat. You had another one where the girl was talking about how she wanted her man to be rough. He was too nice. And she was like, I need you to choke the shit out of me. I need you to choke me like you love me. And like, just a whole
Oh
bunch
my
of
goodness.
funny, satirical
Yes.
things with the couples. I just really liked. It was just something different for me to watch, something that wasn't so serious, wasn't based on anything. It was all black people. I love the improvising it. Tony Baker, who Kev on Stage works with a lot, played a husband who girl was needy and she kept touching him. And he was like, if she don't get out my damn face. It just was really, really funny. It was a quick watch.
Yeah, and it's totally up his alley. I know Kev on Stage from I used to watch, me and Mark would watch Roast Me. That is even where a lot of the like Tony Baker and you, I'm sure
Oh,
probably.
Patrick is on it from Roast Me, the light skinned guy.
Yes, with the
I remember
dreads.
him. Yes, he
Yes,
plays
so they
Big
that's
Booty.
all that's all like improv with them on the spot roasting, joking on each other. So, you know, to see him kind of just still tapping into that form of comedy and doing so with amplifying black talent. We love Kev on Stage. So shout out to Kev
Yes.
and yes, and the fact that it's on Tubi, so it's accessible.
All black cast, and it does give a little like roast me in a different way because Patrick is on it and he plays a wannabe rapper who can't rap, but he wants to be like a conscious future. So he's like, "We're the hoes, we're the reading for children." So it's the girl is like, he can't, and then Kevin's like, "Why are you with him?" Because he do that thing that I like. So it's a funny, silly watch that kind of just
Yes.
is a lot of fun. What is last
I
on your
love it.
weekly grab?
Let's get into some reality television. Last on our weekly
Yes.
grab is the new season of Married to Medicine. Season 12 kicked off over the weekend and I checked it out because remember last season, I started last season when it started, then I kind of drifted off because it
Yeah,
was
you
just like,
checked out.
yeah, I checked out and then I did watch the reunion. So now new season, new faces. They got rid of Sweet Tea because she was annoying. I was over Sweet Tea and Greg, so there's no Sweet Tea, no Greg, and no Phaedra, of course, because Phaedra is back on Real Housewives of Atlanta. So you got the same, you know, the core cast of Quad, Dr. Heavenly, Toya, Simone, Dr. Jackie, and Dr. Contessa is back. Yes.
Full time.
Full time baby
Mad
and
skinny. Eating
mad skinny.
lettuce.
And now, and then you got the newbie, Dr. Mimi Sanders. She's full time. And then it looks like there's Brandy, who is a nurse practitioner, who is a friend of Brandy Milton. But she, just from the start of episode one, I could see like they need to put her full time because Jackie just came straight at her hot. And it's just reminiscent of Jackie kind of getting away constantly with that nasty shade because it's real low. So they have a little social event, and you know, everyone's in their nice, pretty dresses. The husbands are there. Everyone really looks great. It had that kind of Kentucky Derby kind of theme. So the husbands are wearing those little straw hats with their bow ties
Oh,
and
yes.
suited up, and then the ladies are in nice dresses. Everyone really looks great. The look and feel of the event is beautiful. And then here comes Brandy. Mind you, Brandy, you know, just had like kids, you know, she got young babies and stuff. So, you know, might probably some weight gain or whatever. But as soon as they get introduced, Dr. Jackie looks at her and goes, "Do you have an enlarged thyroid?"
To say that on camera and in public is crazy
On camera,
work.
in front of everyone, in front of her husband, in front of Brandy's husband, it was just so nasty. And you see it in her tone that she literally meant it to be like shady funny. And it's like, why you as a doctor, as an OBGYN, would do something like that? And this is now the second time that we have seen you do that when she did with Doc with
This you
Buffy.
know with Buffy, and Buffy had a damn heart attack.
He was like, and Buffy, you would know, you're infertile. Like, where does this hatred come from, Dr. Jackie? Is it, you know, like you are a breast cancer survivor. You are a survivor of a cheating ass husband. You know, y'all, because of just, you know, different health issues and stuff, you don't have any children. So it's like you are supposed to come off as like that motherly figure, that's the role that she plays. But when she does shade, it comes from this deep, dark, nasty place. And I just can't continue to condone that. She gets a pass for it on top of every season, we're always just like, okay, why is Dr. Jackie and Simone still full time, to be honest? Simone still got an issue with Quad. What I like what they did in this season premiere is when, you know, it always starts off where this one's here at this event and this one's here in this place, and they're both talking about the issue that they have as the season is now kicking off. But when Simone is talking about her issues with Quad, and when Quad is talking about the issue, because Quad is at her birthday party looking bomb in her
Ah,
two piece
beautiful.
with the flat stomach and the fat ass, and her friends all looking good. And Dr. Simone is in a lunchroom with Dr. Jackie having lunch on their lunch break. But when they threw the flashbacks of all the Simone and Quad's issues, you can see the way they show it, it further confirms that Simone has always picked the issues with Quad.
Because I don't understand what we
Right.
still mad about.
Quad
What
didn't
happened? She
apologize
ain't
at
mess with
like
your
what?
man. She didn't
And
do
what is
right.
Quad apologizing for? Like, what are you mad about? What is the issue? So there's still that. Toya's still mad at Eugene for working all the time. Mind you, he's working because he got to take care of your
Yo
assholes when you
ass.
get to a
Ooh,
new
Toya get
house.
on my nerves.
So there's still that, but we love Toya and Eugene. And then Toya is the only one keeping it real with Dr. Heavily about Dr. Heavily's campaign run.
Congress.
Like, girl, and
She's
you done
that's
cursed
the
out
only
everybody
reason
you
why
done
she's not full time. Bravo won't
talked
let you do
about.
both.
Like, what? So, yeah. So, honestly, I'm back invested. I'm going to be tuned in every week. It comes on right after Potomac, you know? So, it's like we locked in. This was a good season premiere for me. This is the essence of what I like about Married to Medicine. Again, I'm still open to Dr. Jackie and Simone getting demoted to friends and bringing in that, because even with the newbies that are here, it's like there's so much potential there. So I would love for them to continue to open it up to just new faces, because it's like Dr. Jackie and Simone, it's like what is the real role? If whatever their role is, they can do that as friends. They don't need to have so much camera time because their personal storylines are not really storylines. You know, it's like I would rather watch more of like someone new and their husband and their dynamic at home and all of that, or their patients. So yeah, so Married to Medicine season 12 on Bravo. You already know.
I
So
will
that was our
definitely
weekly
watch it.
grab. I think we did a good job at keeping it concise because I know we watched so much more stuff.
Yes, if that's a good plethora of just the things
Yes.
that we watch.
So let's get into our piss poor performance.
Sometimes I think it's necessary. Like sometimes you just gotta piss on people respectfully.
Yeah, and they deserve it. You know what I mean? So who are you pissing on this week, best friend?
Oh, this hurts my heart. I hate Leo to Leo slander.
Oh.
But Ty Tucker, you gotta come to the front of the damn congregation. Now, first of all, somebody pointed out that I don't think Candy released this until people started questioning why Ty wasn't at her achievement at BravoCon. Because I wasn't like they were posting like semi-regularly, not too much, but I wasn't honestly thinking about them together at all. But then I think Candy started getting a lot of questions like, how do you get this achievement and Todd's not there? Especially because, hello, everything is a scheme that Todd set up. Like, he's a big story arc for her during her 10, 12 years at on Housewives. So they're going through a divorce. They apparently have been separated since July. So they haven't been together. But what I'm giving him this piss poor is because first, you are trying to weaponize Candy's independence against her instead of doing the joint custody, because you travel just as much as she travels. You're a boss and she's a boss. You want full custody because your broke ass can't get no alimony because she had a tie, a fine clad prenup. That prenup was a fine prenup that they took the time to work through. But what's really pissing me off and why he's getting this is he done hired these lawyers to tell Atlanta that he was under distress and he didn't have people present and he was forced into signing the prenup.
You know what Candy said? Roll the tape. Y'all
Right.
done did a whole five
Turn this one on
episode show.
television.
You have it with your lawyer reading through it, signing the prenup. And the only thing that is in it that says anything that Candy came into it, she leave with. Y'all done had other things. There's other ways for you to get money. But
Right.
Jeannie Mai said this from The Real, and I'll never forget that. If you want to know who somebody is, don't give them what they want. And I just feel like it's really despicable of him kind of giving into everything that Mama Joyce was saying and OLG was saying about him. You're making it seem like they had a point because instead of just being quiet, leaving, y'all have this family together, y'all intertwined together, like y'all daughters are like sisters, they really love each other. Why are you trying to fight for more money? And why are you trying to lie? Like
Yeah.
this prenup wasn't set on with the lawyers on time. You gonna say that's fake? I'm just disappointed. I just feel like he could have went out a lot better and basically saying that, look, it didn't work out. Let's leave. I hope for the best. But you won trying to get over on it and only asking for full custody so you can get the money of the child support because you'll have full custody, trying to get over on the prenup and then saying you ain't have no lawyer and you stress. I'm just disappointed. You too old for that. You too grown for that. And as a Leo, I'm also disappointed. Anyway,
I mean,
he
I'm just not, I just don't think a lot of us are surprised. Very, very Bronx of Todd
Very
and
Bronx of him. That's the
very
word.
on brand. And I now granted, I did always feel like Mama Joyce was a little bit too exerting of her disdain for Todd and Candy marrying him and all of that, you know. So
Yes.
I was always like just annoyed with Mama Joyce with doing that. I did always feel like Todd just showed signs of like, I don't think that he was not in love. Like, clearly you're in love. Y'all was together for like 10 years, but there just always did seem like there was some him, you know, look, opportunistic kind of efforts underlying there. And I thought it was kind of clear as day, but you know, you take into account, you know, Candy really is a nice person. You know, that there's she's always about trying to build with people that she loves. You know, she got into the game really young, grew up in the industry, and hasn't really had the best track record of relationships, romantic relationships. So you can see why she kind of, and she's also very ambitious. So it's like you could see how she kind of, I wouldn't say overlooked those kind of qualities in Todd, but just felt like they were just misinterpreted. But I do think that played a part. I just don't think that he was not as invested, but there was always a little underlying a bit of a jealousy of just how worldwide Miss Candy is.
Yeah, it's really hard. What I'm really realizing now, just like with like friends, it's really hard for secure men to be with successful women and just let it be that. I just find it like there's very how many men that you know that can just be like, you know what, I'm gonna support her, but I also agree with you that like Mama Joyce had her foot on his neck from day zero. I don't think he deserved all of that. But I'm also kind of just disappointed that he's trying to get one over on us, talking about you signed it in distress. Bro, you was happy as a clam. But I'm
Right.
just pissed off. I'm annoyed. And I'm also kind of happy that she's not filming because I just don't need this. I think it'll be worse for them both if she was on Housewives right now.
Right.
But you know, I hope she comes back and they kind of fade out Phaedra because I don't think we really need her on anything but Traitors.
Right. But one
Anywho.
thing I'm not pissing on with Todd is him coming to produce our Soror's podcast.
Yes.
So
Shout
shout
out
out
to
to
you for giving women a chance in business,
Yeah, so
but
shout out to
not shout out to you.
Shout out to Crystal and her crew and their new podcast, Play Her Sport, I believe that's what it's called. It is it got picked up by Todd and he's producing it. They started the podcast on their own, y'all, and I know there's rumors out there about one of the girls and being a side chick. Ain't none of that. It's all just business
That's
and
the scheme
it's
that
our
Todd set up.
sorors
I'ma still
and
keep saying that. Sorry. Everything is a
a
scheme
scheme tie
that
set
Todd
up. We
set
all like
up.
that was just the line of the century.
Yeah.
But
So shout
yeah.
out for him giving people a chance, but I just don't like how you trying to get over on everybody and say that you was under distress. You wasn't under distress,
Right.
but I digress. Who are you pissing on this week?
Chow, I am pissing on Stranger Things season 5.
Ooh.
Two words, it. Okay, everybody is grown. It is filled with 5 o'clock shadows, plumped up lips, Adam's apples, and chiseled chins. Okay, nobody looks like they're even remotely supposed to be in high school, let alone near one. Okay, they
Not chisel chins.
chiseled ass chins, just jaw lines. They take 4 episodes to have one crawl, okay? And which is really why we're all here, right? We want to see those little alien things with them like plant-like faces with the lizard tongues, and then of course the big bad villain of Vecna. That's why we're all here. So it's basically, this is the final season. It's broken up into two parts. So the first 4 episodes of the season finale, of the series finale, was released. Bestie, I'm first of all, I still ain't even got up to episode 4 because it's such a damn drag. I know episode 4 is where everything goes down, you know, where they finally get to this crawl, but it's just a buildup of them leading up to this crawl. It's a whole bunch of cheesy dialogue. And the fact that nobody looks like a teenager anymore, on top of like it's they took so long to come out with this last season. A lot of the hype around this show has died down. A lot of that 80s nostalgia fanfare, nobody really cared. We're not there anymore. That was very, you know, the last season came out in like 2022, which that was even like 2 years after the previous season. So it's been so drawn out that the hype has died down. People have grown up and moved on. On top of that, you know, you're just seeing like, okay, you got Dustin. He's just getting his ass kicked. Every time he shows up, it's like, okay, who punched you in the nose? They got the cheesy ass 80s lines. Hey, butt face, I'm gonna kick you because I'm a bully. It's just like super cringe. Then who decided to give Lucas, which is Caleb McCullum, who McClank McCollin, whatever his last name, who decided to give him that 80s black boy cartoon character, Tyler Perry ass wig? It's pissing us off. No fate, no black man had his hair looking like that in the 80s at any point in time. And then because of its timing against the best horror show of like literally got to be like top five, it Welcome to Derry on HBO, Pennywise is just eating Vecna up. Okay, like I said, it took them 4 episodes just to get to one crawl. Pennywise just took down a whole military unit, scared the shit out some kids, all in 45 minutes, one episode. And each episode of Welcome to Derry gets better than the last one. It's so good. So it's just like now weighing that, measuring that against this last season of Stranger Things. It's just like, okay, I'm just gonna see if this final, this second part of this finale is gonna close out the show right. Because as of right now, I'm just like, okay, just close out the show. And then when you find out why they took so long for the season, it's because they, you know, the Duffer brothers were like wanting it to be good and not like, and wanted to the character arcs to be fully closed. So you put all this thought and effort and and all of this, and it's just like, it's very like unsatisfying. It's not giving. So they got my piss poor because they really made us wait all this time for this. And I'm looking at you, Euphoria. I don't even watch Euphoria, but
I do, but they just need to. They're coming next year, but I
For
hope
this,
it's not.
and when you take so long, it now my expectations, like I need to be fully engaged and entertained from start to finish every episode because you took so damn long.
Yeah, we need them to make sure that it is a smooth transition. I've never watched Stranger Things, but I think to your point, I could tell from like the season 4 to 5 that it was a big jump, but I do understand and agree that like you can't wait 5 years. You
No.
can't. You got to, it has to make sense. And with Euphoria, I think that they make a logistical jump. Like I don't think any of them are in high school anymore.
Okay.
But with Stranger Things, it wasn't it like they tried to act like it was the next year and it was like 10 years later or something.
Yes.
Oh God.
It's like, no. So, yeah.
Stranger Nothings.
Stranger nothing. But yeah, y'all, that's who we pissing on this week. Don't forget to like and subscribe, rate and review, follow us on social media at We Watch Too Much TV, TEA with the letter V. Now let's get into some, you know, more upbeat vibes and let you know who we're rooting for. as part of our yes segment.
Yes.
All right, best friend, who is on your happy list?
Listen, I am rooting for Miss Monique. I don't want to call you Samuels, girl, because I know you
Right.
divorced. Monique with the dreads.
Right.
and her resurgence slash reappearance into the Real Housewives atmosphere, if you will. Somebody put on Twitter, and I liked it, that this is how you kind of do a comeback. I think somebody on OC, which neither one of us watch, is kind of being a little messy. Maybe it's the Gretchen girl. And then they mentioned her and they mentioned somebody else. But Monique is coming back, not talking about things from 10 years ago. She's not trying to give them that angry energy, the binder energy that she's known for. I think she's also kind of like, I think her going to the OWN and the Love and Marriage DC was an eye opener for her. And of course, that was her last time, our last time seeing her married. She's refreshing to me. They keep trying, well, not they, Ashley annoying behind who, girl, go do something. She keeps trying to kind of like get her into this drama and
Right.
like get her mad about what people are saying about Chris, not saying about Chris. And Monique don't give a damn.
She don't.
For one, for two, she's being honest. Like, I don't know this Stacey girl, but I know my ex and I know this cookie lady who always looking a mess on TV. It's like, you gotta notice this on television, girl. Can you put on a shirt that fits? But she's like, I know them to be messy. I know for them to do these things. And Monique is just giving me a breath of fresh air. They showed a preview next week. She apologized to Giselle, which I don't think she should have or needed to, because Giselle is a mean big sister. And if you know, you know, she just gives mean girl. But I like seeing Monique. You can give me Monique and keep Kiara away. Somebody called Kiara an angel, Klarna an afterpay, and I can't unsee it. I can't.
Oh my
I
gosh.
can't unsee it. I can't unthink about it. So you could get rid of Klarna and Afterpay. Give me more Monique. She just looks happier. She looks lighter. And she looks like, it's not that she's afraid of drama, but she's not going to be easily kind of
Right. She you can tell
like into it. She don't
yes.
got
She
time.
she's she keeps a safe guard up. But you know, she's coming in with good energy and giving everyone the benefit of the doubt. So now it's like if you cross me and it goes there, you know? But I also could see the show handle it completely different than what she did in the past. 'Cause yeah, she and it also just shows you too, is like, damn, like people could really be going through something personally and it could completely alter their behavior and you don't even realize. And so you might just be judging them off of something just in general and thinking, you know, they're a bitch or messy or this or that. 'Cause I definitely was not a Monique fan during the last season on Potomac, and I watched her on Love and Marriage DC. And Love and Marriage DC is where it really came to a height, and I just was feeling like she was just, you know, the way she would talk to Chris came off as like, you know, belittling, and she kind of came off a little bit like holier than thou. And then thinking of her last season on Potomac, where I felt like it was misplaced anger at Candace. I felt like a lot more of that should have went to. I felt like she should have fought Robin, not Candace. But now when you see, you know, with her being divorced and just seeing how much happier and lighter she is, it's like, damn, like. That marriage was really taking a toll on you. And no one had a clue because, you know, they were putting on this facade and the cracks were showing. But I still didn't think, I still was thinking that there was a lot of character flaws on her part, which, you know, she's acknowledging that, you know, in just the growth that she's been able to do from getting divorced. So, yeah, just real eye-opening on that. And then with Kiarna, first of all,
Just call
I
her
saw
Klarna. It just sounds better. You already know. It sounds better.
Kiana, right, Kmart, whatever. I saw a couple of tweets that were like spot on because, you know, I called her aggressive in the past, and someone was saying that she's just very reactive and it just comes off very like she's ready for confrontation. When really she might really just be trying to look for a moment on screen. But
Ooh.
the fact that she continues to fall flat like Wendy said and get really just made to look like a fool in these like showdowns that she's having, whether it be with Wendy or Stacy. Someone was saying like it actually is good to keep her around, not as a full time. She could go back to being a friend, because it's like if somebody's gonna continue to like poke at people and then get beat up like that, but in an entertaining way, it's like just keep her around.
Right.
It's not so bad. And get rid of Ashley. 'Cause like Ashley is annoying. It's like Ashley to honestly needs to be demoted to a friend. I think Ashley is
Please.
good.
She don't have no storyline
Yeah,
but
she
just being
don't got no storyline. She but
nosy.
she's
And
good with
Giselle does
stirring
a
the
better
pot.
job.
She's good with stirring the pot. So I totally think she should stick around as a friend. The same with Giselle. Giselle should be Charisse. Like
Oh gosh,
Giselle should just
Charisse
be
wanna be
around
around
for the
so
functions.
bad.
Even just have her as a friend where she can still throw functions, be around at all the things, but we don't. She has no storyline. There's no storyline. She ain't never had a storyline. So she does not need to be full time. You could be giving that to, I'm so much more invested in Tia with her, because the daughters seem like they got a little attitude. And then the husband, he's just so sweet and he probably just gets walked all over. So it would be nice to see more of their at home dynamic. We always love that on Housewives. And then who's the other one? Jessel. Jess, not Jessel.
Jess,
Jassy.
I'm like, that's New York, girl,
Yeah, but we
Jazzy.
love Jessel too. But Jassy, like, yes, give Jassy way more camera time. So we need to see that switch up next season. And so it definitely means somebody's gonna have to get demoted. At least
And
two.
the Grand Dame's coming back, especially because she's doing
Grand
her
Dame is
one-on-one
coming
talking
back. You
about
know
her
she got to be full
addiction.
time. They really should give Monique full time, because I've also been seeing some videos with her new man looking up on her neck and stuff. And he look good. He look good. So
My
there's.
man, my man, my man, my baby, my baby.
You was gonna sing that song any regardless. You were determined to sing that horrible song.
Kissing you is, huh?
And we love Megan, but that song is so bad.
I think she just want to let the world know I's
No, she
married
love her man,
now.
period. Period. As she should. I'm so rooting for Megan and Klay Thompson. Like,
Ugh,
y'all know
real
I love me some
bad.
Meg. She can't do no wrong.
Real bad.
But yeah. Oh, let me get into my guests.
Yes, who you
Yeah.
rooting
Shout
for?
out
Because we
to
would love Monique,
Monique.
but
We love
yes.
Monique with the dreads and the oils. My yes, it's holiday season. We wrapping up this very holiday-esque episode, because we done already talked about the holiday movies we've been watching. And so I've been going ham watching all of these holiday baking competitions. This is the most holiday baking competitions I have watched at one time, but I do think that they have increased the holiday competitions on all streaming platforms because they know people love it. I mean, from whether it's Holiday Baking Championship, I'm watching it. Wizards of Baking, season
Watching
two,
it.
I'm watching it. Sweet Empire Winter Wars, watching
Watching
it.
it.
Gingerbread Lane, watching it,
Watching
as
it.
well as Is It Cake? Holiday, already watched it. Done,
Oh,
finished.
I didn't even start that. You done damn finished
Finished it. Love
it.
it.
Watched
Love it. Okay, I
it.
am here for every single last one of them. You gotta watch each episode because people get challenges are faced in making these cakes and these desserts and these gingerbread houses. It's like they might use too much of this ingredient, or they put too many hazelnuts, or too thick of the caramel. And now it's like, oh no, what's gonna happen? And it could affect the team, or it could affect the challenge. And then what does the judges say? It's also great, but all in the name of Christmas and just how they're able to make these desserts really come to life and tell a story and be creative and show off their artistic skill set. There's so many options this holiday season. So you could pick one, whether it's from Netflix to the Food Network,
Tubi's free. Even
Tubi,
Roku channel has some.
Roku. Everybody got a holiday baking competition. There's plenty to enjoy. It's gonna make you wanna slice a piece of pie or some cake or a cookie. And as you should, because you deserve it. This has been a rough year for a lot of people. We're winding it out. It's the holiday season. Eat a damn cookie and watch a holiday baking competition show. They're very, very good.
It's delightful. I love
Yes.
me a cooking show. Just so
Yes.
delightful.
Yes.
It's
It's
my
just love. It's just
favorite.
positivity. Like, how can you be mad? Even though I will say on the baking Sweet Empire Winter Wars, The baker Elizabeth, she, because at this point, a lot of these bakers, they're professional, high, in-demand bakers. So they're always sw swapping out on these baking competition shows. So you've seen Elizabeth, she's been on Is It Cake? She was on The Wizards of Baking last season. I think she won. So now with the Sweet Empire, it's a team setup. So you're seeing her now really work with a full team, not with just like one other person or whatever. And so you're actually seeing Elizabeth is very competitive in a way where you're like, okay, we love Elizabeth, but at the same time, it's like, I kind of don't want her to win just to humble herself. But that's the, but it's still very lighthearted competition. But it's just that she takes it so serious. So it's like, oh, whoa, calm down, Elizabeth. But it's okay. She cares about her craft. So I can't be mad at that. But anyways, love it, love it, love it. That's our yes. Those was our piss pours. Those are our weekly grabs. We gave it all to you guys. We bared our soul after coming back from Thanksgiving break, finishing up all those leftovers, going back to work this week. It's cold. It's rainy. It's about to snow in New York, but we're here. Okay.
Singing, my man, my man, my man, my man, my baby.
Okay. So let's close it out with some positivity. What do you have, best friend?
Don't settle for average. Bring your best to the moment. Then, whether it fails or succeeds, at least you know you gave it all you had. We need to live the best that's in us. From Queen Angela Bessage.
Ooh, I thought she was going to say from Queen Latifah, but she's a queen too.
I love too, but yes,
Yes, but
what's
I
you?
love Angela Bassett. I love Queen. I just actually was writing in my journal and just writing people that I, admire. And Angela Bassett and Queen Latifah are both on the list.
And Queen Latifah ain't never had a bad hair day. Shout out to whoever does her hair.
Ever.
Because in 20, 30 years, I ain't never seen this girl with a
Ever.
bad hair day.
Even as
Her
Cleo.
jam, her, I need, who do her hair? The
Right.
jam, the everything is just everything ink.
We love Queen Latifah. We love Queen Angela Bassett. Did the thing.
Yes. And with
My
the
quote is
positivity.
short and sweet. It is from the great Eckhart Tolle. I wanted to do something, kind of meaningful. And when I looked at, and I know Eckhart Tolle, from Oprah, Queen Oprah, another person I admire. She's always had him on her show a lot, and he's just real deep. And so this quote is, "It is not uncommon for people to spend their whole life waiting to start living." And I wanted to end with that because as we close out this year, think about if there's anything that you're still waiting to do and feeling like it's not the right time, later, or if there's things that you want to do that you're just not doing because of you got to work and you got to do this. Just think of if there's any kind of small steps that you could take to make those things happen. If you want to go to Europe, but you're confined because you're a caretaker or your work schedule, whatever, what is a way that can get you at least, maybe you can't make it all the way to Greece, but can you at least get over to Europe for a weekend? Is there any way that you can make these things happen? Take those small steps because you don't want to continue to keep waiting to start living. Start living. We're going to this new year. It's plenty of new opportunity. So yeah, I wanted to leave on that quote from the great Eckhart Tolle.
We only got one of these. You gotta live it how you gotta live it, okay?
Period dot point blank, because it's a scheme that Todd set up to
That
come to you with the bullshit.
time
Okay.
set up.
All right, and on that note, our closing slogan is
Love, abundance, and hair bundles or box braids, whichever one you want.
box
You know,
braids.
to each
I need
its
something because right now I'm looking rough, but it's okay. It's okay.
Yes, well, y'all enjoy
All
and
right,
please
y'all.
support us,
Enjoy
watch
your
us, like,
start
comment,
of the best
subscribe.
month of the year. And check
Yes,
us out on
oh,
social media
she's
at Watch Too Much
biased. That's
TV.
why it's the best month.
Yes, it's no, December's the best month. Thank you.
Yes.
Good day.
Bye, y'all.